These chairs aren't meant to be sat on either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think they're only meant to be sat on if you're sternly having a conversation about seriousness. Like, would you like to have a seat in the formal?
Thank you.
Well, don't worry. My ass is not on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one.
Thank you. So, you have a thack?
Yeah, I have a thack.
A bi-thack?
It just sounds like another way to say back fat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fat you are back. You are you're booty challenged.
Booty challenged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tuchus tormented.
Here we go. Yeah. You have
HHA. I say that all the time. I got HHA.
You got a small shitter.
I got a not very well maintained caca factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to. Yeah, my ass came on hard times, and some hard times came on my ass.
I don't think that ass is up to code and standard. I think, you know, you might want to have an overhaul.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call in OSHA.
Would you get a BBL?
It's like I ordered a bigger ass, but I got this one, and it came from China.
China?
That's why it's so small.
Well, I mean, if you've ever ordered from Wish or Temu.
It's Temu. I saw the Super Bowl commercial. It's Temu.
Okay.
I refuse.
No, same here. Same here. I was just seeing if I can just
get like a, when I get a Topo Chico.
No, it's a Topo Chico.
Topo Chico.
It's clearly a Topo Chico, but live your life. You know, do you.
I know I'm still going to catch shit from you about it, so it's fine. Okay. I'm used to it by now.
No worries.
Over 20 years. In one ear, out the other. Now living squalor forever.
Fair.
Yeah. I think we're already going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, it's recording, but let's do it. Welcome back to the Open Mic Podcast. With me, as always, Jason. Ladies.
That was dumb. Yeah, that's okay. Now, hey, you know, I got to tell you, man, I'm having a little bit of a shitty day.
I know, me too, but let's hear about yours, because nobody cares about mine.
Well, my shitty day is not really like, I'm not having stinking thinking or the traditional mentally bad day.
It's I don't believe it.
Everywhere I go, and it just seems to be... More often than not, every time I go to use a bathroom, whether it's like, I don't know, at a place, somewhere, because places I go, you know, you can use bathrooms, you know.
Yeah, people have genitals. They're going to empty them. I get it.
I used to work at this place where every time I walked in the bathroom, it would like just smell of stomach flu.
Mm, sour water?
Yeah.
Like belly, tequila shits?
Belly ache.
You said everywhere you go? What, are you hanging out in the sewers there, Master Splinter?
Yeah, I mean, I get around.
Ninja Turtle?
I'm all over the place.
Are you in the Jewish tunnels in New York? What's going on here, Ishmael?
This is my territory.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just, yeah, I used to work at a place, and it was just, I mean, every time I went into the bathroom, I just wanted to go there for, like, some peace and quiet. Maybe to... You know, I want to take my own shit, you know, but I don't want to smell somebody else.
Why do you think you want to take someone else's shit?
Well.
What do you mean? You want to take your own shit?
I would just go into the bathroom and just to, I don't know, kind of just get away from everyone. Maybe look at my phone. Take a shit or don't take a
work
shit. Whatever
the story is. You go in there, you look at your phone.
You can force a poop.
Yeah.
In most instances.
You
can
sit there for 15, 20 minutes and just
be like,
not,
I pushed.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Whatever.
I at least wiped my ass. I was feeling unfresh, you know. Yeah. So
Swamp check. I call it a swamp check. I do it 30 times a day.
But at this place I used to work at, man, every time I went into the bathroom, it smelled like somebody just wrecked shop.
Ugh.
I mean, like, they were hauling logs. It was like you walked in, the second you walked in, it, like, smacked you. That fucking hurt. It smacked you in the face with an actual turd. Like, you walk in, you're like, that's...
And this is somewhere you used to work. It's like walking into a Valero bathroom. Or sometimes the Valero itself... They don't clean the bathroom. You walk and you're like, oh, who the fuck is serving up sewer water? What's going on in here?
I should probably mention I worked at Valero at that time. Oh.
Yeah.
But
it makes sense then.
Yeah. It seems like it's everywhere I go. Am I always just like, is it my timing? Am I off? Did I start off a day late or something somewhere? Because everywhere I'm showing up to bathrooms particularly where they already smell like somebody is just... destroyed it before me. I don't get from the square one. I don't get square one.
Are you looking for a virgin bathroom?
I do.
You're not going to find it. It's not out there. You'd be better off searching for a great white buffalo riding a dragon because it doesn't exist.
Well, where's a clean place you go shitting if you're on the road somewhere?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of places I'll go, but I already know that, like, there's a possibility that the storm has already hit. You know, like QT, obviously, is usually a good one.
Relatively
supposed
clean.
To be a safe space, even though there's more fucking homeless people at QT than anywhere else on the planet.
Extended stay hotels. I'll definitely stop at an extended stay hotel.
If I got to shit real bad and it's not the gas stations around and I see a hotel, I'll stop in and be like, hey, I'm going to check in real quick, but I got to use the bathroom. I'll be on the road for a while.
Gotta go right now.
And I'll go shit for an hour in this business. Yeah. And I'll come up and be like, nah, this hotel stinks. Just leave. Just get in my car.
I was a little more subtle. I'd be like, I'm going to go grab my bags. I'll be right back. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm going to check in. What's your name? Okay, I'll be right with you. Just let me pee real quick. And sometimes when I'm done too, I just try to leave. And they'll be like, sir. And I just act like I don't hear them.
When we were just up in Denver and we took turns shitting in that bathroom at the hotel.
Yeah.
I knew that like you guys had already went before me, and I was just like, I knew it was just like obvious. I went in there and I was just like shitting. That's what I said to the guy, and he's just like, it's that way.
But also that they smelled so bad because they were plane shits. You know, like when you get off a plane and you got to shit real bad. I don't know what it is about taking your shit over across state lines that makes it smell so much worse, but it's so much more relieving too. You get in there and you feel like Dumb and Dumber. You know, he's got his legs and all that. It's just so relieving to take. I don't know. Maybe it's because I bake this bread in Texas, but I'm leaving. I'm putting the loaf in Colorado.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, that could have some theory to it, you know.
Sourdough.
Does it flush differently because you're in a different time zone?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Like in Australia, the toilet flushes the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I saw The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Is that real?
That's what they say. I just believed it because I saw it on TV once. So, I mean, to me, it's real.
I mean, I believe The Simpsons.
I'll probably never be able to afford to just go to Australia. So, I mean, I'll just
take your word for it.
Yeah, believe it's real. I don't think I would really notice unless I was looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which way does it spin now?
I mean, I look at my shits before I flush it, and I consider sending a picture to you and your wife, but then I'm like, nah, I'll let it.
Thank you. Thank you for not.
There'll be bigger ones.
Because you'd be opening a Pandora's box on wanting to see
something. That's why I don't. It's not because I think it's crude. It's because I'm going to get not one person, but two other people sending me their shits now.
And I got to tell you, both of our shits are gross.
I lived with both of you, and I can imagine. Especially when you would be occupying your bathroom upstairs and your wife would be in my bathroom downstairs.
Basically attached to your room. Yeah. So you hear the rumble, the wall rumble and the thunder.
And I feel bad because she doesn't have a microphone to defend herself, but I got to ask, why is the bathroom so hot when you leave it? It's warm in there. Like you brought a space heater with you. I know it shouldn't be warm. That's why I'm complaining.
It's a space heater. It's a quick and slippery slope is what it sounds
like. So you're saying you're pooping out of an easy bake oven. That's what it feels. You made some brownies. That's for sure.
Lots of breathing.
Yeah.
That could be the humidity. It could be the breathing.
Yeah. Sometimes you go in the bathroom after you and it's so hot. And also women, y'all take quick poops. I know it's like an old trope. Women do this, men do this. But women, y'all go in there, you poop and you're done. It's almost like you're trying to hide the fact, like we're timing you like, it was only 4 minutes. Can't call it a shit. But I mean, I'll be in there for, what's the longest you've been in the bathroom for a single shit?
Me, come on. I mean, until you have like fucking, what is it? I can't even move my legs. I have,
restless leg syndrome.
No, I have atrophy. Yeah. I need help. I'm like, can you help me?
As a bug flies right by you, you're like Neo waking up in the Matrix. Why does my ass hurt?
Because you've been sitting on the toilet for an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, or when you get up and your foot's asleep and you're stomping around doing the shit stomp.
You know, I found out if you just don't put all your pressure on that dead leg and just kind of just do a little bit of like a do-si-do in a circle,
hop around like a pirate.
All right, we got a rogue. Gotcha.
You got it? Good. Looked like you did.
I crippled him.
He fell into the folds of your hand. He's like, I'm escaping.
Yes.
He got away. We'll get him. we got a mosquito eater in here in the studio. But let's move on. We're actually making some changes, some format changes this week.
What do we got?
So we're actually going to show you guys some videos and we'll talk about it. We'll put it up there on the monitor. That's Studio Talk. Tell me what you guys think about this, if you're even paying attention.
Read the time off this clock. You win the clock.
12:08.
I don't think that's right, but close.
9:11.
9:11.
Yeah, I think.
Unfortunately, that's wrong.
1:32, I would say.
What made you get to that conclusion?
It's at the 12, the shorthand, and that hand is at 2. So.
All right. Cool.
You know, like, you think about it in like the present, like what even is the present? The time, you know, like who even cares? Like who cares about the future, the present, the past, you know, present and like past and future, you know, honestly, like.
What galaxy do we live in?
What the f***
the galaxy. Like, I thought we live in the universe.
It's like it's 8:36.
Beautiful. Someone finally got it right.
So being the parent of two young adults, I believe that shit. We're doomed.
Yeah, kids are pretty dope. I mean, they stopped teaching cursive because it was too hard for kids, and they're not going to use it because nobody writes letters anymore. I get it. It's not the fucking Old West. But goddamn, it's a clock. They're all over your schools. In the building you're in right now, I guarantee there's at least six of them in that hallway.
You know, I got to say, too, and I mean, like, this is coming from hanging out with some pretty dumb people in high school myself, is...
And after.
You could have just gauged by what time of day it was. Was it the morning or was it the afternoon? Why did you say 8:36 or 2:00 whatever? I mean, which one makes the most sense? Have you just gotten there to school or have you been there all fucking day?
Have you just gotten here to Earth or have you been here the whole time? What the fuck? We saw another video by this guy, the same concept, where somebody said it's 7:64.
Yeah.
7:64.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. That's not, there's not a 64. What are you talking about? What about those two kids that were clearly high?
Yeah, yeah.
What even is a universe? What's a galaxy? I thought we lived in a universe. That kid was like, fuck you, I'm stoned.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's, I mean, and I got to tell you, this is, I mean, you want to think that this is like fake and they're pretending?
No, that was real. I feel like that's real. I don't think they're faking. This is real shit. I don't think so. I think kids are dumb. I mean, I get it. You got a cell phone in your pocket. You don't really need that. But like our producer brought up earlier, what are you going to do if you get a Rolex? They don't make a digital Rolex.
Well, it's just for show. If you can afford a Rolex, you don't have to be able to tell time.
Yeah, you have your driver tell you what time it is.
Exactly.
Or you pop up at them and you tell them what time it is. That's up? Because you got a Rolex.
You show them what time
it is. Another one. which is another illiterate person.
Yeah.
What about the other kids? Like, what even is time? The present? I want the shit that guy's smoking. He had the good weed. He's like, what is even in the present? What is that?
Well, no, I think that kid was a rich kid who actually just had affluenza, who probably had just no concept of consequence, trouble, being held accountable, anything at home. He goes home, yells at his mom, says whatever the fuck, make me some Totino's. Not Tostino's. Pizza rolls.
Why would he tell his mom to do that? The chef does that.
Oh, okay. Well, if they're rich, yeah. Truly. Okay.
He's not. Yeah, but he's definitely a rich kid with privilege, probably. It doesn't matter. He was even like, who even cares about the future? They should stop teaching math in school and just teach people like what life really is after credit and all that stuff. How to act in public, how to work a job, all that shit.
Cheating the system 101.
That's a good one right there.
For everyone.
Thanks for the free coffee, you prick. Or teach people even just critical thinking and problem solving. Who gives a shit about history? If I want to know who won what war, when, where, whatever, I can just Google it on my fucking phone, my pocket computer. The rest of it, a lot of it's just nonsense. It's memorization and how to follow orders.
So this kind of brings up the topic of where I think is going to roll into the next video that we have is mental illness. There's a lot of people who can't get jobs for whatever reason, mental illness, drugs, crazy, on whatever, on disability, whatever it is. These are the people that are always delivering your food too. A lot of the times, not always, but a lot of the times, these are the people that deliver your food. Have you ever had any of these people freak out on you? Have you had a delivery driver freak out on you?
No, I've had some pretty dumb ones. I have them leave them at my neighbor's house and I literally have a light pointed at my address. And I sometimes see them drive all across fucking town. And it tells you on the app if they have another order. And I've even called them like, hey, bro, where are you going? My shit's sogging. Can you bring my food, please? And he's like, oh, so I'm getting gas. I'm like, I live next to a gas station, dude. Yeah. You have a GPS. Why are you going across town for a gas station? I live next to a QT. It's right there. It's cheap as gas.
So I got to tell you, I used
give
to.
Give my shit, bitch.
I used to moonlight doing that just for extra Christmas cash. And, man, I would do it.
You sound like you have affluenza.
I would do whatever I wanted when I was delivering people's shit. I mean, I
not
would just,
me. You know. I take it serious. When I DoorDash, I take it like a job.
Yeah.
Because it is. I fucking pick it up and I try to get there quick as possible because I know it's better and I'm more likely to get. I've had people give me like extra cash because they got it so fast because your fries going to get soggy. Mm-hmm. The fucking mayonnaise is good. Isn't it funny how the mayonnaise on your burger just disappears?
Yeah,
it just
turns disintegrates. It turns clear.
It turns
back to oil and a piece of egg.
I'm like, what'd you put on this? Kaiser Soze? This doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's like fucking Sammy Sosa or went from dark to brown or to light.
Racism. Right. Not really racism. That's funny.
If anybody knows who Sammy Sosa is.
But that wasn't the next video, but it is now. For anybody who's only listening to audio, not watching video, it's a woman, basically like a DoorDash driver, had a minor car accident, bumped another car, and this is her reaction. Check this out.
This lady had a tantrum after a minor traffic crash.
Officer, I have to go!
Can't leave yet! Don't leave!
I'm in the middle of an order! I have food in my car!
Calm the fuck down.
From what I gathered is her, she rear-ended him because he was sitting on a light that was green and then she
started screaming and running away from the cops. Then she began calling someone to come help her.
Get here now, these cops are... They're pinning me to a corner.
Ma'am, we're trying to gather information so we can get you out of here.
Please get here, please. The cops are trying to arrest me.
Kayla, we're not here to arrest you. Ah!
The officers spent a long time dealing with her.
Well, we'll just give her a citation for no proof of insurance.
Okay, give me a citation.
Fine.
I don't care.
That's fine.
What am I giving a citation for?
I'll already explain it to you. I'm not going to sit here and debate with you.
Eventually, their patience ran out and they drove off. The woman was charged with disorderly conduct for her behavior.
Most annoying sound in the world. Jesus Christ. Instantly, I fucking hated this lady.
So,
physically, my body's getting hot.
Question then. Mental illness,
absolutely.
Chance freak out. Maybe she has something she's hiding.
Yep, she did act like when she says my life is over. Sounds like she has cocaine in the car.
That's what I was hearing, like a mule type situation here a little bit. Just the thought of it, you know what I'm saying? Like when she started calling somebody, she's calling her like Baba Yaga. That's like looking over her shoulder and shit. That's like
only one Baba Yaga.
Are you gonna come rescue her from the popos? You know.
Yeah, for me, honestly, when I look at it, I see mental illness, somebody who thinks if they cry enough and throw a fit, they'll get out of any situation, because it seemed like she's just trying to get out of the whole thing, hitting somebody's car. Now, I get it. You're working DoorDash. DoorDash people don't take shit that serious. I wish they fucking did.
Yeah, right.
There's no way.
No.
Yeah, no. I feel like she's just a bitch. I mean, I don't know this person, obviously, but I feel like she's a bitch. I'm angry I had to hear that audio. This is like my fourth time hearing it now, and I'll hear it again in editing. But that's mental illness. Like, just shut the fuck up. It's enough. Okay, you know, the funny thing is, if she would just shut up, they'd probably be done in half the time. Be like, all right, here's your shit, whatever. Here's your insurance. Get out of here.
You could hear the cops were totally like just over it. They were like, oh my God. You know, like, I don't even want to search her car to find if there is any. Do you want to arrest this lady? I don't want to fucking arrest this lady.
I want her to have a bad day.
Well, said on the thing that she was charged with disorderly conduct, which you seem to think that maybe they just wrote her a ticket. It was a citation or something.
Charged with disorderly conduct is usually
a
ticket.
Because they drove off. So, I mean, they could have arrested her. Disorderly conduct could have been an arrestable offense.
Yeah, but I feel like they would have said they arrested her. I feel like she got a misdemeanor, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, that type thing.
If you ever notice there's problems everywhere you go, just notice that it's you. It's not everyone else. It's you.
Yeah.
I used to notice that there was problems everywhere I went because I raised hell everywhere I went. I used to make a big deal out of everything. Believe it or not, I've toned it down.
Oh, yeah? I was going to say, what happened? You stopped realizing it, but kept doing it?
I have a good time out now. I have a good time out.
You have a good time out, not the people around you. Yeah. No, yeah, that lady is definitely... It's not even that big of a deal. But your life is over now. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I know. Over the Cane's chicken fingers delivery. I mean, come on.
I wish they were on DoorDash. Fucking Raising Cane's only on Grubhub, which is stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
See, these are politics. I don't know.
It's so stupid. I don't understand.
I don't contribute to the big machine. I don't actually order food. I don't eat fast food.
You're contributing. You're part of the machine right now.
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like I'm a pioneer of this form of machinery.
No, not at all. No, we're a couple of cogs down here shoveling coal right into the devil's ass.
At least I'm not doing it to actually be somebody. I'm doing it to leave a mark, just in case. Just in case I'm terminal.
Well, you know, turds also leave marks.
Huh?
Turds also leave marks.
Skids.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Does that mean I'm a skid?
You're skid mark on society.
Oh, shit.
That's the title, skid mark on society.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I'm going to call you Mark from now on. Look at this, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, skid mark. Let's move on. I'm tired of I don't even want to have this lady's voice in my head anymore. Let's do one more video before we move on to crimes.
It ain't nothing but doo-doo in there.
That's a treasure trove of cockaroos in that big bag right there, man.
You can't wipe your ass. Don't tell me you can't. If you tell me, prove it. Show me.
They make tools for it on Amazon.
Yeah, but she needs an extender, okay? Like, and I'm not shaming the lady for being big or whatever, but you got your cock-a-shoot all out on the street. It's public property now.
I think we all get brave. A piece. She's brave. I admire her.
Yeah, that's my hero. She is brave. She is brave. And you know what? She is my hero. In fact, they could take some of her ass and give it to me, and I can have a big juicy one, and she'd still be nicely plump. Still be nice and thick with that.
We need to normalize that shit right there, man.
Yeah, it is normalized.
More.
There's no way without hiring a professional who accepts credit cards that you can wipe your ass. There's no way.
I'm just tired of people taking themselves so fucking seriously, man.
Yeah.
That made my day.
I mean, I walk around covered up and people make fun of me and I'm like, I am a bag of shit.
Just gonna shake what my mama gave me.
That's fine. I mean, she didn't give me much. I got nothing to shake in the back and the front. I could shake plenty of it.
Oh, man. That put a smile on my face.
You guys like that? You like that?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's move on because now it's time for some crime stories.
Time for crime stories.
So we'll put this up on the screen. You guys can hear the audio. Don't really need to, if you're driving, you don't have to look at the video, but I think you should.
Yeah,
so
you might want to pull over.
So here you go.
3 different mugshots in 5 months for Brianna Zerth. The first goes back to May, where she was accused of killing her cousin, Peter Kevin McKenna Jr., with a hammer.
My son was brutally murdered. Brutally murdered.
Peoria police arrested Zerth, who claimed self-defense, and recommended second-degree murder charges to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. County Attorney Rachel Mitchell says prosecutors sent the case back to detectives needing more information.
Because of the potential defenses that are being sought in that case, so we don't have it back yet.
Zerth was free to go and was arrested again in June, this time for attempted aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She allegedly drove under the influence and tried running over her boyfriend with a car. Zerth escaped the bars yet again, with a judge letting her off with a supervised release. But in this particular case, the woman allegedly committed another crime after her second release. This time, domestic violence charges. And this time, she's behind bars with a $2,500 bond.
She's been charged with second degree. I want it to be first degree, and I want the death penalty.
And right now, there is no estimated timeline for when Peoria police will finish that murder investigation. Still, Zerth is facing felony and misdemeanor charges for those other crimes.
$2,500?
Yeah, $2,500. And so she's probably out by now on the street. You could sell like your PlayStation and a bunch of games and get out of jail. Also, she killed someone with a hammer and you let her off? And then she runs someone over and you give her a stern finger shaking? Doesn't make any fucking... What's going on here?
Is it because she's like got a cute smile? Cute little white girl? Little smile?
She's not even that cute. Not to me, at least. But, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Say, I don't talk shit about her. She's beautiful. She smashed a dude up with a hammer. Fuck that bitch.
That's a black widow right there, man. Yeah. That's a black widow. And let me ask you something. Does it seem like Arizona's in a state of transition right now that it would be beneficial if you were going to commit crime to maybe try to do it there while their shit's not together?
I don't know much about Arizona.
Just a thought.
Jason's inciting another January 6th in Arizona. But I imagine most of Arizona's meth and trailer parks and then some cool desert stuff in the Grand Canyon.
I feel like that works into the acronym there somehow with Arizona.
I'm sure that's probably. But what I was going to say is women are... sorry. I geeked out there.
You got a little Arizona-y on us. Okay, Methany. Settle down.
Women talk about how men... And men do run the world, all that. I'm not like saying I'm all for it. But... the one place women all have an advantage is in court. It's usually typically, and you can go through, I don't know the numbers, I'm not a scientist or judge or gay or whatever, but women usually get off easier for some of the same crimes. I mean, she killed one, tried to kill another. And also, we haven't even talked about the fact the first dude was her cousin, right?
They're related.
They're related, and they but they that were a love was interest.
Obviously her uncle, and they were, yeah.
So your niece kills your, that's fucked up. Was that, you're a piece of shit, lady.
You know what? And what? No, that's making fun of the victim. I'm not going to make my statement. Never mind. Okay.
All right. Good. Glad.
I'm going to keep it fair. I'm going to keep it fair. Commend us for that. Give us our flowers.
Hey, you don't get flowers for doing your job, just for being regular.
It's true.
You didn't do anything extraordinary.
But I didn't. But I didn't do anything that took it over the line, and I caught it.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. Yeah, you just want flowers.
I like flowers.
Yeah, me too.
It's fine.
But yeah, that's, and I always complain about how the whole system, they say innocent till proven guilty, but it's on you to prove your innocence, so it's guilty till proven innocent. $2,500, lock this bitch up. Fuck that. No, there's two accused murders. Even if, okay, you're still innocent till proven guilty, but two people, let's just hold on till you're right. Let's sleep over for a few nights here. Let's hold on to this.
Yeah.
Let's like, have a pajama party.
Invoke that 72-hour thing or something, at least somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The first dude died. He's dead.
Maybe they're still investigating that one, so it's an ongoing.
So he might be alive?
I think that what they insinuated was that she may have some sort of a nice enough defense that she may be able to skirt that entirely. And it might be,
she might have some mitigating factors. Like
it might be mental illness.
Maybe he was hitting her, then mental illness.
They said it was self-defense. And okay.
But now she has to prove that. But either way, I mean, you got a hammer. You don't have to kill him all the way. You can just like hit him a couple times. You hit me with a hammer and I'll stop whatever the fuck I'm doing. You just show me a hammer you intend to hit me with. I'll be like, done.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay. I feel like you might underestimate a hammer. Somebody that actually uses a hammer might underestimate its ability. And they might think like a whack or two, a like fucking get your ass in line, but it'll kill you. It'll kill you.
It's a hammer.
It's a hammer. Either side will probably kill you. Like, hole in the head, claws, dead. Both parts touch the brain if you go for the head. Either way.
You think she hit him once and then flipped it over? She's like, "No, let's try this side." Or maybe, I don't know.
Could have been experimental.
Either way, that's fucked up. Feel bad for that family. That sucks. And feel bad for whoever else thought she was cute because she's taking them out. And that's all I have to say about that. So here's the next crime we'll close the show out with.
We're going to do a bank for a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Was it worth it?
Hell yes, worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Again, if it's just audio and you're not watching the video, a man gets arrested for breaking into a bank for Hot Pockets.
Like, obviously, it was somebody's lunch.
Yeah, I mean, does he think they have, it's like a Hot Pocket bank?
Hey, what if he worked for, like, Schwann's, the food delivery or something like that, and they, like, delivered the Hot Pockets? He's like, I know those motherfuckers got Hot Pockets in their freezer at that bank.
Schwann got Hot Pockets?
They might.
They might.
They don't knock on my door anymore, man.
I feel like you have the same logic as this man.
I'm willing to find out.
First off, this dude looks like a straight up Earl. He looks like he was born in a custodial suit. He looks like he was a mechanic at 7. I feel like you have the same thought process. And they're like, Earl, that's a bank. They ain't got Hot Pockets in there. And he's like, they might.
Word?
They Shit. Might.
So which Hot Pocket was worth doing it for? That's the question.
I'm going to go old school on you because there's these new Hot Pockets that say croissant crust, but that ain't the croissant crust we used to have. Remember that? It was like the weird triangle, half like pentagon or whatever shape, and it had the lines in it, and it was flaky and buttery.
Buttery crust.
That crust?
With what inside?
I can't. It's hard to say either pepperoni or ham and cheese. It depends on the day.
Both are good.
Do I want heartburn or do I want heartburn and diarrhea? Man, that pepperoni pizza and that flaky crust was so good. It's so good.
Now, to get in trouble for, though, I'm going with the elusive taco. The elusive taco Hot Pocket. You never see that shit. You got to go to like Spanish grocery stores to find the taco one.
This got
to
be next to something in a box that says Fudo on it.
For sure.
And you got to go to La Azteca or Michoacan or La Laguna or some shit.
Anyone, Terry's, any of them. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck you doing here, Terry? Fuck out of here.
They got like a little bazaar out there. You can actually get some jeans. You can also get your hair cut.
No, I bought a plasma TV from a Terry's.
Terry's is good.
And they weren't even making plasmas anymore, but it was still new. It was in the box.
Yeah. So the taco one's going to do it for me. Now, I'll tell you which one is not. Let me find out it was the fucking chicken and broccoli.
Oh, the chicken, broccoli, cheese. Fuck out of here.
I'm going to fucking write him a fucked up letter in jail if I find out that was the case.
I'll eat that one if I'm at someone's house and we're like stoned and they're like, I got these. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Were they your mom's or something? I mean,
yeah. Oh, we're my grandma. She used to warm them up in her bologna curtains.
Oh, great. Like, that's a fuck ass Hot
Pocket. Yeah, it is. The chicken, broccoli, cheese. Yeah. Garbage. Our producers tell us that's a fuck ass Hot Pocket.
That's a fuck ass. It's garbage.
Which sounds like something you can also get in prison.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. But that's.
What if that's Hot Pocket's new flavor? Fuck ass.
Fuck ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It tastes like Machine Gun Kelly's career.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the worst. What's some of the, didn't they have like a teriyaki one?
They had a barbecue beef one. That was dog shit.
No, that was bad.
They had,
cause it was like roast beef and barbecue sauce. And when you, it could have been good, but no one ever tasted it. Cause no matter how much you warmed it up, when you'd bite into it, the devil's hot lava would be in your mouth.
Splatter
every time.
And you get like the skin danglies on the top of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you can't taste anything for the next 2 days.
For sometimes a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, a week, they say.
The Philly cheesesteak one, I think, was trash, too. I didn't like
bad.
It at all.
It was a bad
garbage.
Philly. It was trash.
What about meatballs? Meatballs in a, what is it, something?
It's just meatball.
Meatballs and cheese.
Yeah, meatballs and cheese. Meatball and mozzarella. Yeah. Meats and mozz.
Yeah, why not?
Eh. It's fine.
I'd like getting a fight with somebody over it, but I don't think I'd break into a bank over it. Now, the taco one, because it's so aloof. Because I feel like it's the last time I'm ever going to have one. Like, I feel like they're gone.
I wonder if they found him in there in the vaults, and he's just kicking piles of money. He's like, what a goddamn Hot Pockets.
I don't even need this paper. Fuck. Like,
so you can buy Hot Pocket, the whole company, for that.
Not the flavors I saw here the last time I was here.
I want ham and cheese now, motherfucker. What would you say? Pepperoni or ham and cheese?
Between those two?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go pepperoni for
pepperoni.
Sure.
Pepperoni?
Yeah.
Ham and cheese with Cheeto Puffs.
Okay. I'll do that. I was thinking more with like Takis. I like them with Takis.
Takis.
Stuff some Takis in it.
The pepperoni one, when the crust doesn't get too, you know, when like the corners get so hard, they're like little fucking dick tips. And they're fucking, because you know when you chew on a dick tip?
I don't.
But with a pepperoni one, when it's, I'll show you. When it's properly, sometimes I'll throw it in the air fryer, get a little crispy, you know?
Yeah.
Pepperoni one and milk.
Oh.
Milk with a glass of cold milk.
Do you dunk
with
it?
With ice in it.
In the milk?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mix it in my mouth.
I would dunk it in the milk just to see what it was like.
You know what? I might. I don't know.
This is also coming from the guy who dunks his Oreos in fruit punch. So
I don't dunk them in fruit punch.
No, me.
Oh, I was going to say.
I love that shit. That's my shit right there, dude. I love that. Are you kidding me? Try it.
Sugar-free fruit punch or regular fruit punch?
Pick your pleasure.
Double stuffed or regular?
I've done both. I prefer the regular. Just take a fork, hold it in, do it. And I'm going to tell you the fruit punch of choice. The fruit punch of choice for me is going to be Tahitian treat.
Oh, yeah. That is the fruit punch of choice.
Or Shasta Tiki.
Yeah. Yeah. Vanilla or gold Oreo?
Like no, just the regular
Oreo. I mean, vanilla, like the gold ones or the regular chocolate ones?
Yeah, the regular chocolate.
See, I like the gold ones.
Yeah. You know what? The gold ones might go good with the fruit punch. You'd see them turn pink for sure. So dunk them in coffee, dunk them in milk, dunk them in fruit punch.
I like the gold ones in strawberry milk.
Root beer.
Ooh.
I'm blowing motherfuckers' minds today, dude. I've done it all. I'm telling you.
If it's Barks, because Barks got that bite.
How about this? Ginger ale. You're welcome. Do it.
Ooh, I can get an upset tummy and chortles.
It'll take care of you at the same time. You'll get diarrhea, and then you'll be cured from it.
This makes me want to put on sweats, chanclas, and go to the store and get Oreos and Hot Pockets. Hell yeah.
I haven't eaten yet, so let's do it, man.
Yeah, I watched you eat. Right. He's a liar. Anyways.
I ate a half of a fish sandwich. That was all it was.
Okay. Yeah. You've been snacking. Anyways, we're going to go back to toilet shopping. That's the end of the show. Check us out. If you made it this far, you know how to find us. Whatever social media platform, at The Open Mic Podcast, M-I-K. You know all this shit. It's just stuff they tell us to say. By they, I mean the voices in my head. Also, you can find me at Mikey B. The Comic, whatever platform you're looking at. And that's it. We're out of here. Goodbye. So go.